Samer Beis Amid Aleph.
61B2, right?
The
new
Mishnah we have.
What?
I know, I know.
62A2.
No.
Okay, let's go.
Do you have another do you have another English ketubas, Rabbi? Is there another?
No.
Okay. 62A2.
Okay, guys, let's go. It's late.
Okay.
Okay. Where's the second half?
Just gonna grab us a drink.
Where's the second half?
Oh, his wife needed him for something.
Oh, okay.
The
Gemara is discussing over here, husbands and wives.
62.
62. A2. Well, but you say, Aleph. Okay, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is talking about the strength of people. Okay, how much the strength they have. So the Gemara says like this. The Babu have a Babu was once standing in a bathhouse. Have a Samchel et Rei Avda. Two servants were helping him. They're holding him up. Ifchas is Bei Banim et Tusi. The floor of the bathhouse gave way underneath him. That was the collapse. Isramali Amuda, there happened to be a pillar next to it that he fell on. Salak, so the Gemara says, Rababu picked himself up with one hand, picked himself up on the pillar, and with the other hand, picked up the two servants that were helping him. He said, that's how strong he was. Okay? Or the Gemara says, another story, Rabbi Yechonin have a Kosalak Bedargam, Rabbi Yechon was once going up a staircase. Havasamchale Ravami v'Ravasi. Ravami and Ravasi were helping him, holding him up. Ifachas Dargat Tusei, the stair gave way between them. So now the stair collapsed. Solak, he climbed up. Vaskinu, and he was holding Ravami and Ravasi together. Now this verse is showing the strength of Rabbi Yechon and Rababu and all these people. Amalei Rabbanon, so the Chacham said, I understand something. If you, Rabbi Yechon, are so strong that you're able to pick up your two guys with one hand, so why did they need to help you, why did they need to support you? He was walking up the steps, two students were supporting him, right, holding him, help him go up. So Gemara asked him, if you were so strong that even when the stair collapsed, you were able to pick up those two guys, so why do you need their help? Obviously, you're very strong. So he says, Amalei said like this, if I go without support, what will I leave for my ripe old age? Meaning, if people don't support me now, I won't have any strength. In other words, like this, I don't want to use my strength now. I'd rather use it when I get old.
Save it for later.
Save it for later. Interesting. So he says, now I want them to support me, to help me walk. Then when I get older, I save all my strength, and then when I get older, I'll be able to support myself.
Doesn't mean it literally,
right? Huh?
Doesn't mean like, almost.
Well, it's, in this case, it's a literal case. The stair fell and he yelled to pick himself up.
But people usually exercise so they'll be healthy when they get old. This
right?
Is the opposite.
This is the opposite. To save the strength, that when he gets older, but it's a very interesting concept, what the Gemara is saying here.
But wouldn't that enable you if you like, if you get help from an early time, later on, you might be dependent on that help.
No, he's saying here the opposite. The Red Dumer is upside down. No, it's upside down. No, what he's saying is, on the contrary, the fact that I'm not using strength now will give me the strength later. That's what he said. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Vapelim, again, the Gemara was talking about how often husbands should have relations with their wives. That's what we were learning about. So it says, Peilim workers twice a week. So Gemara says, Vatanya Peilim Achad B'Shabbos. Another place says, workers once a week. So why are you saying twice a week? Amar Abiesi B'Rab Chanino Leikash is not a question. Kam Ba'esim Malach B'Eden. If they're laborers that work in the city, so then it's twice a week. Kam Ba'esim Malach B'Achers. When they work in another city and they come home only for Shabbos, so then it's once a week. So why is it not a contradiction? If you're local workers, it's twice a week. If you're not local workers, you're once a week. Tanya Nami Hochi, so we learned in the Braisa. It says, Aperlim Stein B'Shabbos. Workers, they have relations twice a week. But Medvarim Amorim, when is this applied? But Esim Malach B'Irum, when they do work in their own town. So they're home every night. What? 62A3. Said in Galim. Aval but if they work in another city, then Achaz B'Shabbos once a week. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Achamorim, donkey drivers, could be intimate once a week. Remember the Mishnah said a whole bunch of things. The sea guys, once every 6 months. The Gemara based on how often you're home and what strength you have and all that. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah said before, the Gemara is just quoting this now, Achamorim, Machaz B'Shabbos. But the Gemara, in the Mishnah, it said like this. If a guy makes a vow from his wife that he will not have relations with her, period. So the din is, the Mishnah said, after a week, you have to divorce her. Okay, that's what was brought down before in the Mishnah. One second, the Mishnah since then. Okay, that's what it says in the Mishnah before. The Beis Hillel says that if a man makes a vow that he will not have relations with his wife, after a week he has to divorce her. The Gemara says, Amale Rabba Bar Chana L'Abaye. So Rabba Bar Chana said to Abaye, Ich Votana L'Shmi'in and Tayel Peil. Is the third teaching of Beis Hillel's ruling only in the case of a tile, tile, the Gemara said before, was a guy that works in the house, you know, or a laborer that only once a week. In other words, like this. Beis Hillel said, because normal relations is once a week, so if a guy makes a vow, he's not going to have relations with his wife, so after a week, he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba, right? Because he has an obligation to her to provide intimacy. Okay, so Gemara says, so why is Beis Hillel's din only for this tayal and peil that does it once a week? Once every 7 days. Is that what he's teaching us? So the answer is like this. No. Akula, it goes for all of them. Everyone in the Mishnah. So he says, but it says, Shisha Radashin Ka'amar. It's once every 6 months. In other words, a guy that's a sea guy, a sailor, yeah? He has relations once every 6 months. So you're going to tell me, if he made a vow not to be with his wife, he has to divorce after a week? So Gemara says, no. It means everybody, meaning like this. Ein adema pas besalai, okay? It's very interesting, Gemara. There's another Gemara that says the expression, if you have bread in your basket, you're never hungry. You know, the Gemara says, Mishishi Bas Besalei, a guy who has bread in his basket, is never hungry. This you see very clearly, you know, on a fast day, you don't eat breakfast anyway till 9 o'clock, yeah? But on a fast day, 8 o'clock, you're already hungry with a headache. Because you don't eat breakfast anyway until 9 o'clock. So the answer is, because every day we know we could eat whenever I want, I can go eat. On a fast day, you know, you can't eat, so therefore you're hungry right away. The Gemara says, the guy that has the bread in his basket, meaning like this. The case of a sailor's wife, even though he's away for 6 months, okay, but she knows he might come back early. Maybe he'll come back, you know, they don't know when he'll be back. But if he vows against marital relations for more than 6 months, then she's upset with him already. In other words, the Gemara says like this. If he made a vow, let's say a sailor made a vow, he won't have marital relations with his wife, by him that vow has to be for 6 months. He can't make it for a week because for a week he doesn't anyway, he's not home. Right? So if a sailor makes it for more than 6 months, so then he has to divorce her after 6 months. Gemara said, but what's, like, he anyway is not there. So Gemara answers, because the fact that she knows that maybe he'll come home early, and they'll be able to do it, so therefore she's already calm with it. But otherwise, if you made a vow that she's not allowed to be with him, after 6 months she needs to be divorced. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. So the Mishnah said before, a donkey driver. Yeah. The Mishnah says like this. Chamorim once a week, camel drivers once every 30 days. Right? Now, what happens, the Gemara says, Chamor v'nase gomel. What happens if a donkey driver decides to become a camel driver? So until now, he was having relations with his wife once a week. Now that he's a camel driver, it's once every 30 days. So, what obligation does he have to be with his wife?
Once every 30 days.
Until now, it was once a week, right? Can he now, because he became a camel driver, can he push it over? We say no. When you got married, you were a donkey driver, so the obligation was once a week. So you have to keep it up once a week also. That was the Gemara's question.
You can't amend it?
No. Well, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara answers like this.
That's the question. We haven't got the answer yet.
Reita Isha Bekavet Tiflis. A woman would prefer less money and intimacy, may I sort of come from a lot of money and abstinence. Meaning like this. We learned this last 2 weeks ago. The marital obligations is a biblical obligation a husband has to a wife. It's not for the wife to the husband. The husband has to give his wife intimacy X amount of times. Okay? So the Gemara is saying, how much? So Gemara says some people twice a week, some people once a week, some people once every 30 days, some people once every 6 months, depending what the profession is. Now, a camel driver is home less than a donkey driver, because camels go long distance. Like a sailor goes very long distance, right? So a donkey comes home weekly. Camel driver comes home every 30 days, but he makes more money. Because he's away for more, he makes more money. A ship captain, a sailor, because he's away for so long, makes more money. Right? That's the way it is. So now the Gemara's question is like this. Would a woman have more money and less intimacy? Or more intimacy and less money? That's the case of donkey driver and the camel driver. Right? The donkey driver makes less money, but the intimacy is once a week. The camel driver makes more money, but the intimacy is once a month. So the question is, what's the din over here? So the Gemara answers, a woman would rather have less money and more intimacy than more money and less intimacy. Therefore, the din is, the guy would have to do like he did as a donkey driver.
It's not home.
Huh?
Not home, it comes every 30 days. How can he be up on there?
Oh, so what does this mean? What's the Gemara saying? He's not allowed to change his profession.
Oh, he's not.
The wife can stop him from changing the profession. That he should be home more often.
So if she agrees to it, it's fine.
Yeah, if she agrees, we're not talking about it. Because when she doesn't agree.
Can you pass the soda, please?
Is apply now these two people, a woman, they want more intimacy than money, or they want more money than intimacy? Oh, is that changed people? Is the same mentality?
There's a... Taisa says...
What was the question?
The question, what do they want today? More intimacy or more money?
Both.
They want money.
So Taisa said before, though, Taisa asked the question before Tema, because before the Gemara said, the guy that works for the king, in the army of the king, remember they were way away 2 months and then come home for a month and 2 months. And so the Gemara asked over there, but why would the woman agree to it? And Taisa said, because she's getting more money. So seemingly, what the Gemara is saying here, that a woman would have more intimacy and less money, contradicts the Gemara that said before she would rather have more money and less intimacy. But Tesis doesn't answer it. Unless he says, but Tesis, maybe it could be, that working for the king is a lot more money. In other words, a camel driver makes more than a donkey driver, but not that much more money. And over there, what the Gemara spoke about, working for the king, so over there you make a lot of money. So then it would be maybe that that she wants. Everything is relative. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
Okay. So now the Gemara says, Hasafonim, the Mishnah concluded before. The Mishnah said that then, the Hasafonim, the sailors, because they're home rarely, so they have once every 6 months. Amen Abrunya Merav, Halacha Kirabeliezer. Halacha is like Kirabeliezer. Okay? That, a sailor is obligated once a month. once every 6 months, sorry. Once every 6 months.
Did anybody argue in the Mishnah?
One second. In the Mishnah, nobody argued. Oh, but Amen Avada Barama Merav, Zu Divrei Rabeliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Not about the captains, about the scholars going away from home to learn. Talmidim yeitim talmuteira. Students could leave home after they get married for 2 or 3 years without their wife's permission if they're going to learn Torah. In other words, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the longest duration of being away from home is 6 months. That's the longest, but Rav Amirav says that if you're going to learn, you can have up to 2-3 years. We're getting to the Gemara, you know, with Rabbi Kiva, 12 years and 24 years. And
So why he says halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, the only one?
The halacha is Rabbi Eliezer, but not by Torah scholars. That's what he's saying.
It's like that?
Right.
I don't think it would work today.
But the Gemara says, Amar Rava, you're right, it won't work today. Samchu Rabbana the Ravada Barava, the Chachamim relied on Ravada Barava's opinion, but Abdu of Darben Rafshel, and they paskind at the risk of their own lives. Meaning, usually, the scholars would leave for a month. Like we learned before. But the people relied on Ravada Barava. Okay? And therefore, the Gemara says, even though they risked their lives.
Who?
The rabbis that did this. They went away for 2-3 years. So they bring down, says like this. Rav adds, however, that the embrace of the sage's lenient opinion to go away for 2-3 years cost them dearly. And the Gemara is going to tell a whole bunch of stories now. They are punished even with death, Rashi says, for the anguish they caused the wives of being away that long.
Abraham Hashem, they got punished?
Yeah.
And no supervision for the kids.
The Gemara says, where do we see such a story? The Gemara tells, Ki Yada Rav Ruchumi, this person Rav Ruchumi, that was his name, Rav Ashokhi Kamed Rav Mechuzim. He was always by Rav Mechuzim, by all Rav's lectures. Rav Ruchumi, Rav Ashokhi Kamed Rav Mechuzim, Rav Ashokhi Kamed Rav Mechuzim. He went home once a year out of Yom Kippur, to be home for Yom Kippur. Yom Echad, one day out of Yom Kippur, Mashchas Cheshmeitzer, he was so engrossed in his learning, he wasn't aware of the time, and he forgot to go home. He forgot to go home for Yom Kippur. Every year he came home for Yom Kippur, so his wife was expecting him out of Yom Kippur, and this year he didn't come home. His wife was looking out. When's he coming? The whole day. Hashda say, he's coming now. Now he's coming. But he didn't come. Right? So what happened? Cholish daiti, she felt disheartened. She felt bad. This is what the Gemara says. Achaz demasimeinah. A tear came out of her eye. She started crying. Have a yosef beigra. At that moment, Rav Ruchumi was sitting in an attic in the yeshiva. Afachis igra mitusei, the attic gave way from underneath him. V'noch nafshin, he died.
How do I know this?
So, they talk about what? How's the punishment fit the crime? Punishment is much more than the crime, seemingly. But this is what Gemara says. So Gemara says, even though other opinions say you should go away. The other opinions in the Mishnah said, you know, limitata 30 days. Right? Talmidim, we said in the Mishnah 30 days. Came along at the end of the Mishnah, what's his name, Rabbi Eliezer, and said you can go away for 6 months like the camel drivers. I mean the sailors. Right? He said, why should you tell me the Chum be worse than sailors? If sailors can be away 6 months, so could the Talmud Chacham. But they even took it further than that. They would go away for 2-3 years. And the Gemara says, even though many of them caused death to themselves for acting incorrectly, according to Torah, but they did it anyway.
So what are we supposed to do
therefore it says, he brings down, one should not abandon his wife to study for a lengthy period.
Take her with you.
How long? 30?
Lengthy.
Lengthy.
It said be in the Mishnah 30 days.
I mean, maybe it's not related, but like by the Rebbe, then people used to come for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. I'm making a mistake. Rebbe say people can stay till Zayin Cheshvan, should they stay for Zayin Cheshvan, no?
No. The Rebbe, whenever anybody came for Rosh Hashanah, for the month, the Rebbe, one of the conditions the Rebbe made was that you have permission from your wife. This is all speaking without permission of the wife. Remember, they said they went away without Shloi Bishus. If you go away with Rishus, listen, the Gemara is coming up, but Rabbi Kiva went away for 24 years.
Nothing happened.
She wanted him to. Nothing happened. She wanted him to. So this is all without permission. Yeah, she said, I wanted to go for more. This is speaking without permission. If the wife gives permission, it's no problem. B'chlal, the Rebbe, whenever people came for Tisha for an extended period of time, what the Rebbe answered, wrote that the Rebbe said, B'shus the wife.
But, am I making a mistake? Rebbe never said, any people can stay longer than Zayin Cheshvan, no?
If they have permission. If they have permission.
So the wife can let him go even longer period.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants. I told you, this is obligation for her. If she forgoes it, it's not a problem. Then she could do it. Okay, now, when is the obligation of those that study Torah day and night? So Gemara says, Friday night to Friday night. Okay? And that says where? Because it says in the Pasuk, like a tree that yields fruit in the proper time. Amir Rav Yudah v'yisem Rav Huna or Rav Nachman. Zeh ha-mishamish mitosi, one who has marital relations from Shabbos Eve to Shabbos Eve. Okay? In other words, it's Friday night for them. So Gemara says like this. Yehuda b'reid Rav Chia, Yehuda, the son of Rav Chia, who was the son-in-law of Rav Yanai, okay? Haval also v'yosef b'bei Rav. He would sit in yeshiva a whole week. So don't forget, he was Rav Chia's son and Rav Yanai's son-in-law. Okay? Married Rav Yanai's daughter. Every Friday night, he would come home. Okay? He would come home every Friday night to fulfill his marital relations. V'chiyava also, when he would come, have a kochoze kame amuda d'nehera. There would be a pillar of fire accompanying him to the house. These were great holy people, okay? One day, he was so engrossed in learning, he forgot to come home for Shabbos. He said, we don't have this problem today. Those people, they were learned, they were out of it. They were above time and place. They didn't know what was going on. Okay. Kivin the lechazel husimna, since they didn't see this pillar of fire that would walk him home, Rabbi Yanai said to members of his household, Kfumi Tasi, turn over his bed. Meaning?
He died.
Because obviously he would have come home. Shomali Yehuda Kaimli Bitulin Nasi. If Yehuda was alive, because that was the boy's name, right? Yehuda, he would have come home. The fact that he didn't come home, Rabbi Ani, his father-in-law, said he must have died. So Gemara says, Have kishkaga yotim piashalit, like the expression the pasuk says, an error came from the ruler, meaning from Hashem. Okay, it's irreversible. V'noch nafshe and Yehuda died. His father-in-law cursed him basically, and he died unintentionally. He said he's probably what this expression of kishkaga yotim piashalit means. Just like if a king by mistake makes a decree. But because the king made it, it's irreversible. Even though it was a mistaken decree. But once he makes it, that's it. So the Gemara is giving just the case that guys didn't come home on time. They died. This guy didn't come home Erev Yom Kippur. He died. This guy didn't come home Erev Shabbos. He died. Another story. Rabbi wanted his son to marry Rabbi Chiya's daughter. Okay, Rabbi Yerubina Nasi wanted his son to get married to Rabbi Chiya's daughter. Okay, now. Kimata l'michtav ksuba, when it came the time to write the marriage contract, the ksuba, noch nafshi de revisa. The kala died. No? Amr Rabbi, so Rabbi said, chas v'shom psuli ika, is there a disqualification, one of our families? Maybe the reason why heaven broke the wedding was because it wasn't a good shidduch. Maybe that's why she died. Yosef Aina ben Mishpachas. So he sat down and started investigating the families of Rabbi and Rabbi Chi. You can imagine these two great families, yeah? Rabbi Asa Mishafte ben Avital. Rabbi came from Shafte ben Avital, who was the wife of David HaMelech, and Shepatya was their son. Like we know, Rabbi Nanasi came from Beis David. And Rabbi Chiya came from Shimi Achi David. He came from Shimi, the brother of David. Now, David was royal blood, but his brother wasn't. Correct? So now, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wanted to make a shidduch between his son and Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came from David HaMelech. See, he was royal blood. Rabbi Chiya came from David HaMelech's brother, so he's not royalty. So therefore, the shidduch wasn't good.
Even today, that's not, because usually rabbi's daughter is married rabbi's son, right? Basically.
One.
In a Hasidic tradition, doesn't usually big rabbi's daughters marry big rabbi's sons?
You mean
right?
Big?
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, big. Oh.
Big.
This way, horizontal.
No, yeah. Big.
Big. Yeah.
You know, like wealthy people, they have daughters marry wealthy men, or daughters marry wealthy boys of the family. You know how that works.
Yeah.
You know how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, bottom line is.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Rebbe's son didn't have a shidduch. The Kala died. Now Rebbe had to find a shidduch for his son. Where did he go? He went, He went to the house of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Okay? He was a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra was a Kohen.
Isn't it like kind of arrogant? They said like the Kala died, or maybe because we are...
No, he didn't say that the Kala died.
Yeah, but...
Nobody said anything. He means he saw that Hashem didn't want the shidduch to happen. You're talking about... This whole Gemara... Yeah, these people dying. You're talking about Amiroim of the Gemara that were able to be Mechaya Mason. You're talking about people that were able to resurrect the dead. There are issues much deeper than what we see of the Gemara, understand of the Gemara. Okay, but because they're so great, and they do something against Torah, right? The guy was supposed to come home Erev Yom Kippur. That was the permission he had from his wife, right? So because he didn't, he actually didn't do his obligation that the Torah obligated him to do, right? So for me and you, big deal. We do a lot of things the Torah says we shouldn't. But for these tzaddikim, like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strict with even a tiny hair. God is very strict with them. These people, the Gemara is showing that these issues are so important, obligations of husband to wife. That these great people that messed up even a little bit. And what was he doing? He wasn't playing poker. He wasn't in Disneyland. They were sitting and learning Torah. Right? And he got so carried away with the learning, they didn't realize the time. And it was too late to come home on Shabbos already.
No, but he's talking about the Kala was supposed to marry his son.
Right.
The Kala died before the Chuppah. He said, why? Maybe because they are puzzled. Maybe we are better.
They understood that there was a spiritual reason why she died.
I know, I understand that.
Well, didn't know her, well,
what did they say? Because she was sick. She wasn't sick.
She's from a blue blood family.
No, but it could be that she was better. You know,
she was a blue blood.
They went to check.
They didn't say that.
No.
No, they went to check the.
Well, no, but they said that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was royalty. Royalty Taita says this is certain. Royalty Taita, not the English, the whatever. Taita royalty, Malchus Beis David, is a Yichus. Right? The Gemara says, if a guy marries a Bas Koyen, he's supposed to be a Talmud Chochem, a learner Masechta, right? Because there's certain, you know, uniquenesses about royalty, but therefore Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi went to this kind. Let's see the story.
So that's what they should check it before, not that after something happened, let's go and see who is. You do it before. You don't check it after.
But he thought Rabbi was a great student.
No, this
of Rabbi.
Is hard to understand.
Rabbi was one of the top disciples of Rabbi. Then it says like this. Okay, so he made the shidduch. Baskole, they agreed that the groom will go shnin. Between the Kedushin and the Chuppah, he's going to go away to Yeshiva for 12 years.
12 years. Wow.
12 years to Yeshiva. Achflu kamei. So then, but again, in those days they didn't see the Kala, you know, until the wedding. So somehow he saw the Kala. Amelo, so he said, the Chosin said, you know what? Neve shichnin. Let it be 6 years instead of 12. Achlo kamei, they passed you a second time. Amelo ichnes v'ader vezi. You know what? Let me marry her, and then I'll go to yeshiva. Have a komichsev mi'avu. But he was embarrassed from his father. This is Rebbe's son. In other words, what happens? He said, now I have a desire to be with her. So I don't want to go away for 12 years, because I won't be able to concentrate on my learning. So he said, you know what? Let me marry her first, and then I'll leave. So my yetzer won't be that strong. But he was embarrassed of Rebbe, because he was embarrassed. Mercy, he was embarrassed of his Rebbe that his father should see. Oh, you see, the guy's into his yetzer. So what happened like this? Amalei, so Rebbe said to him, "Bini das kenech yeshbach. You think like God does, and as he told him, what you're doing is a correct according to Torah. Why?" Mikodek, see, at first it says in the Pasuk about bringing them to Eretz Yisrael, it says, Tviyem avisi to Enei. I'll bring them, and then I'll make a Beis HaMikdash. Well, let's say, what did Hashem change? Ba'asili Mikdash, v'shachanti v'seichem. In other words, like this. You wanted to go learn Torah and then get married. But by Hashem we see, first you get married, and then you build a Mishkan. First, Hashem said to the Jews, I'm going to marry you by Matan Torah, and then when you come to Israel, we're going to build a Beis HaMikdash. And then what did Hashem say? No. We're going to marry first, and then build the Mishkan right away. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Azul Yosef Tartis Reishni Bebeirav. So after, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's son married the woman, right? And he went away to Yeshiva for 12 years. Ada also, until that day, until he came back, he acted the visil. His wife became sterile. So Rashi says in the Gemara that a woman that's not intimate with her husband for 10 years becomes sterile. She can't have kids. Amar Rabbi, so now the father Rabbi said, Hey Chanavit, what should we do here? Okay, the guy didn't have kids yet, right? He got married and left Yeshiva 12 years. Now he came back, she's sterile. No kids. So the father, Rebbe, said, what should we do over here? Nigrasha, should we divorce her? Yamir, they're going to say, Ani Azul Ashav Shamir. Look at this girl, waited in vain for 12 years for her husband, and now he divorces her.
Yeah, like it's her fault.
It doesn't look good. Ninsa itzachrite, should he marry a second woman to have kids? They're gonna say, zu ishtei v'zu zaino, one's his wife, one's his mistress. Boy, so what did Rabbi do? Rabbi found a very good solution. He davened and she became fertile again. Boy la rachma, he davened, v'yisteis, and she was healed. Huh? Then the Gemara says like this.
These are the extreme cases. What is teaching
God?
Like to us?
This whole Gemara doesn't. No. Then the Gemara says like this. Oh, we mentioned this story not long ago. Rav Chanina ben Chachinoi. If Chanina, this guy's mentioned in Pirkei Avos, by the way. Have a gotel lebei Rav b'shili lulad Rebbe. Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He was by Rabbi Yeshua, but this Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoi, yeah, was by the wedding of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It was by the wedding of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Okay? Amalei, so he said, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said to him, the wedding's over, this guy's going back to Yeshiva. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoi. So the Chosin, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says to him, Ikvakli Adolse Badach. Wait until I come with you. Meaning, wait until after Sheva Brachas. I have to stay home for Sheva Brachas, no? And then I'll go with you to Yeshiva. Lo Yikavalev. Chanina did not wait for him. He didn't want to wait for him. He said, I'm not going to wait another week here. We're back to Yeshiva. All the Yosef Trey Sabbath. He went and sat for 12 years in the academy, in the Yeshiva. Adasa Ishtanu Shvili Damas. When he came back, the streets of the city were changed. Meaning, new buildings covered the old streets, and he couldn't find out where he lived. No GPS. He didn't know how to get home. Okay? Also, okay, this is Rav Chanina ben Chachinoi this happened to. Okay? Also, Yosef Agudin and Adam. He went and sat on the bank of the river. He sat by the river. That's, I guess, all the guys looking for problems went to the river. Avram, Eliezer, Yaakov. Okay. What happened? Shamala Revisa, he heard about a certain young girl that everybody called her Bas Chachinoi, Malikotuch V'Tonezer, fill your jug and come where we can go. So he called this girl Bas Chachinoi, which was his name. She said, 1 minute, this must be my daughter. Right? He was away 12 years. Okay. Ahmad, he said to himself, Shmami no haidav, he said, Didan, this is my daughter. So let me follow her home. Azul Basra, okay, he followed the girl home. Have a Yisiv Deviso Konala Kimcha. His wife was sitting and sifting flour. Dal Einai, she picked up his hand. Chazise, she saw her husband, which she recognized. Sava Liba Paruchrucha. She died from shock.
Wow. Fainted or died?
Died. From shock, Rashi says. Amelefanav, so the Chanina ben Chachinoi said, Ribbeinu Shleilam, Ani Azuzu Schara. This is the reward for my wife waiting for me for 12 years? You kill her? How do you do such a thing? Boyala Rachme V'chayin, he resurrected her. You see the greatness of these people. You understand? So his wife, I don't know if his wife was shocked that he decided to come home or whatever, but she shocked and died. Okay? So he said, what should I do with her? Again, it's not fair to her. He said, he davened, he resurrected her. And they lived happily ever after, I must say. Probably. Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. Rav Chama Barbisa, Yosef Tresri Shnei Bebemetim in Russia. But you see, these guys all left for 12 years. It was not that uncommon. Right? Okay.
Who was supported by?
Huh?
Supported,
they supported themselves, yeah, but whatever. Okay. So he said now he came home after 12 years. And he knew the other story of Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi, that the wife shocked and got a heart attack. Okay? So he said, I'm not going to do what he did. Shock my wife. I got to warn her. He said, Le'ovid k'ravida ben Chachinoi. So what did he do? I lost it in Midrasha. Okay? He went to the base medrash in the city. And Shalach lebeisa. He sent a message to his house that he's home. But he didn't go straight home, because she'll get shocked. So he came to Beis Medrash, and he said, he sent a message to his house, tell him that your husband's father is home.
They should know from the Torah, it's like, kach no et min po et yitifo.
Okay. Asa Rabbeishya b'rei Yosef kamei. So his son, Rabbeishya, he didn't recognize him. But his son Rabbeishya sat before him. Have a kamashal leishmaitze. Rabbeishya asked his father, it seems that Rabbeishya knew, that this kid Aishya knew was his father, but the father didn't know it was his kid. He thought some a kid came to the Beis Medrash and was asking questions. Chazed ava kamizchadet the shmaitze. So Rav Chama saw that this Aishya kid really knew his stuff. He's very sharp in learning. Ahmad, so he said, ugh, if I would have been home, I would have also raised such a son. He said, he avoy hocha, havali zareki hai, I would raise a kid like this kid. What happened? All of Asa, so Rav Chama went home to his wife. All bray. So the Rabbi, she also came to the house. But again, he still didn't know it was his son. Come kamei. So Rav Chama stood up for his son. Because he didn't know it was his son. He thought he was a big scholar. So he says, so he thought, Savan, lemishim shemaita kaboy. Rav Chama thought that he wanted to ask him another teaching. Amle devisa, so Mrs., his wife said to him, Mi'ika abed koy mikame bro. Since when does a father stand up for his kid? She said, Baichik, this is your son. He wished to have such a son. So his wife said, but you see, they raised this kid without the father for 12 years, and he was a tremendously great scholar. Kari Allah Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama said about him a certain famous pasuk. Chut amishulish liba meheri yinotik. Shlomo HaMelech says in Keheles, the three-ply cord is not easily severed. That's what you say. Three-ply cord. Meaning like this. La'yimusha mipicha, mipizaracha, umipizarazaracha. So Gemara says, when Torah, you have Torah, and your kids have Torah, and your grandkids have Torah, three generations of Torah, you guarantee Torah will not be torn away from you. Who's the three? Rabbi Eishia, B'nai Shir Abchama, the son of Bisa. So the three generations of scholars.
His father?
Yep. Okay, now starts the real famous Gemara of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Just remember, it's in Ksuba Samach Beis Amid Beis. Rabbi Akiva, Raya de Ben Kalba Savua. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Ben Kalba Savua. Okay? He was one of the wealthiest guys in Yerushalayim. Okay? Why, it's not, as Rashi says, but the Gemara in Gittin says, why was he called Ben Kalba Savor? Because whoever went into his house hungry like a dog came out full. Ben Kalba. If you went into the house like a Kelev, Savor, you came full. By the way, that's the source in the secular world, hungry like a dog. It's really a Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin says, if you're hungry like a dog, he fed you and you, okay. So, Chazer Brati David Sniya Mali. Kalba Ben Kalba Savor, daughter Rachel, that was her name, right? Rabbi Akiva's wife is Rachel. Saw that he was modest and had very fine character.
Who did?
Rabbi Akiva.
The Rabbi Akiva.
Oh.
This rich man's daughter that Rabbi Akiva worked for. Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd of Kalba Ben Kalba Savor. So Ben Kalba Savor's daughter, Rachel her name was, saw that he was fine character. Amalei, she said to him, "Imikachin loch azalta lebeirav. If I became engaged to you, betrothed to you, will you go to yeshiva to learn?" Amalei said to her, "In yes, yeah, I'll go." Imikachin lebitzina, he did kedushin to her privately, meaning the father didn't know about it. It was just two witnesses. That's all you need, right? He did kedushin. V'shadarte, and she sent him away to the yeshiva. Shama avua, her father heard that she got engaged to the shepherd, right, whose father was a convert. Akiva Yosef. Yosef, Rabbi Kiva's father was a convert.
What about his mom? Or mom?
His no, his mom was Jewish. Afka mi Beisi, he threw her out of the house. He threw his daughter out of the house. And not only that, Adra Hanam Minichsi. He made a vow that she cannot have any benefit from any of his, he basically disowned her. He made a vow that disowned the girl.
Because she married Akiva?
Right.
He made a shepherd.
Okay.
But it ends up.
This Kalb of Sova was Tamit Chacham, who just was rich only.
I don't know, but by the way, it seems, as he says at the bottom, Rabbi Kiva then returned, took her in marriage. The episode responded, and the next Gemara took place later. That's what some people based on the Gemara and the Dorim. Okay, whatever.
He ends up giving him all his
money. Once, I want to relax, don't. Also, Yosef today, Srin Shnim Bebeira. So Rabbi Kiva won 12 years to the academy, right? In fact, over there it says how he supported his wife during this period. Whatever. He also, when he came home, Aisabade, he came with Trei Srei Alpha Tamidim. He came back 12,000 students with him in 12 years. That's starting from Aleph Beis at 40. Igmar says in the Dardim, and then, okay. So before he got into the house, Igmar says, Shamla hu Sabat, there was an old man saying to his wife, Ad kama kamedabis almanus chayim. For how long are you going to be a living widow? He said, your husband's not here 12 years. How long are you going to be a living widow for? It's like your husband's dead. He's not here.
So I come with Rabbi Akiva?
Yeah.
To his wife. Right?
An old man was talking to Rabbi Kiva's wife in his house, saying to her, you're a living widow. How long are you going to handle this for? You're crazy, basically. Amalei, she said to the old man, and Rabbi Kiva overheard it, Eli the Dithayas, if he would listen to me, Yosef Treis Nishni Achriti, he should go another 12 years to Yeshiva. Amar, he said, Vishuzka Vidna. Oh, now I got permission. Hadr also, he went back to the yeshiva. And the story goes, he didn't even walk into the house. He went straight back to the yeshiva. Okay? Now the Gemara says, he also, when he came back, after 24 years, I said, Bade Esen Vabo Alpha Tamidim. He came back with 24,000 students. And every year, basically, he added 1,000 students. Shama Devisu, Rabbi Kiva's wife heard, that he's coming home. Have a kanaf galape. She went out to meet him. Right? After all, it's nice to say hello to your husband. Amalei Shivatas, her neighbor said to her, Shili money levushi viskis. Put something decent, get dressed like a mensch. She was wearing tattered. She was poor, right? Her father disowned her. She had no money. She was wearing shmatas, right? So the neighbor said to him, at least go get dressed for your husband. Amrului said to whom, Yedei Tzadik Nefesh Bamti. The Tzadik knows the soul, the animal soul. Meaning, he said, Rabbi Kiva knew of her poverty, and he's not going to be upset with her that she's dressed like this. She said, my husband knows. Kimati Lape, when she reached Rabbi Akiva, Nafla Lape, she fell on her face. She bowed down to him. Kamnashka Lelkai, she was kissing his feet. Have a shami, the students of Rabbi Kiva were pushing her away. Right? Like, who is this lady? Amalo does a very famous expression Rabbi Kiva said, Shavku leave her alone, Shali vishalachem shalohu. What I know and what you know is all because of her. Rabbi Kiva said, anything I know in Torah, and anything you guys know is all because of her. So what happened? Shama avua dosa gavur rabbi lemasu. Her father heard, not that it's his son-in-law. He heard a great man is coming to town. Amar, he said, aizul agabe, let me go to him. Why? Efshe demafe nidre. Okay. In other words, like this. He said he regretted that he made that vow. But to nullify a vow, he needed a great man to do it.
What vow?
He disowned her. He made a vow that he's disowning her. And he wanted to change it. So he said, this great man is coming to town. Efshe de meifin de droid. Maybe he'll nullify my vow. He didn't know it was his son-in-law. Asa gabei, so he came to Rabbi Kiva. Amalei, adaita de gavir rabbi min adaita. Did you make your vow even if you knew that your daughter's chosin was a big holy man? Amalei, afilu perek echad, afilu aloch achas. Even if he would known one chapter, one halacha, I wouldn't have made such a vow. He said, I know who. That's me. In other words, he said, you never made a vow. He nullified the vow because it was a mistaken vow. He found a loophole. If you would have known this and this and this, would you have ever made such a vow? He says, 100% not.
But he wasn't.
Huh?
Like he was then, he wasn't.
But that he will become.
But then wasn't.
It doesn't matter. He said, would have you ever made such a vow if you knew he was going to become a great man? He said, no. So he said, okay. What happened? Nafal al-Ape, Kalbasua fell on his face. Nashkal al-Kari, he kissed Rabbi Kiva's foot. Yoavli Palgamamain, he gave Rabbi Kiva half his money. In fact, Tosfos Taka says over here the question, how could he find a loophole of something that didn't happen when he made the vow? Well, your question makes it. They says because it's not called something that was because as soon as he went to learn, he was learning already. So already the actual going was already that he was going to become great.
And then he said, yes, I'm going to her.
Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. This is according to one opinion in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva's daughter married Ben Azai. Remember, according to one version, that Ben Azai married Rabbi Kiva's daughter and divorced her. Hainu damini inchi, this is what people say. Rechela basi, rechela asa. An ooh follows, I mean, a sheep follows a sheep. Just like the mother, Rachel, Rabbi Kiva's wife, did it with her husband for Teira, Rabbi Kiva's daughter also did it with Ben Azai for Teira, but she divorced him. Okay, let's just finish up this Gemara. Huh? Took to take. Right. Rav Yisib Rei the Rava, Rav Yisib the son of Rava, Shadra Avula Be Rava coming Rav Yisib. Rav Yisib the son of Rava was sent by his father Rava, okay, to learn in Rav Yisib's yeshiva. Paschal Shichni, he gave him 6 years after his marriage. He told him, okay, you're marrying. Rava said to his father, to his son, go to yeshiva of Rav Yisib for 6 years. After 3 years passed, Mata Mali Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur was coming after 3 years. You know what? Let me go see my family. So instead of waiting the 6 years, he came home after three. Listen to this. Shama Avoy, Rava, his father heard that he's coming home instead of 6 years. He's coming home in 3 years. Shaka Manu Nafaglapi. He took weapon to beat him up. Amalei, he said to him, Zinoschen is karta. You reminded yourself of your wife, of a, you know. In other words.
Your harlot.
Yeah, harlot, you call him a harlot, okay. In other words, you're coming home to satisfy your desires. Ikadami Amalei, Zinoschen is karta. You reminded yourself of your dove. So what happened? Itrid, they got into a. Rava and his son, Rav Yisrael, got into a fight. Leimar Ifsik, Leimar Ifsik. Don't forget, this was Erev Yom Kippur. His father went out to hit him. They got into such a fight, both didn't eat before Yom Kippur. They both fasted into Yom Kippur. They didn't have anything to eat.
It's a car.